We might just open up our Bibles to Luke's Gospel and chapter 2. And I'd just like to consider and maybe continue some thoughts that I had this morning in relation to the life of the Lord Jesus. And I'd like just to continue in a couple of ways and just bring out some points in relation to the Lord's life and how it is so totally different to our life. Now, we might think that we are good. We might think that we haven't done many things wrong. We might think that if we keep doing some good works that we'll be in heaven. But that's not what it says in the Bible. What it says in the Bible is, as Mitchell has explained, that we're all sinners. That means we all do something wrong. We've all done things wrong in our life. And because we have sinned, we've disobeyed God. That means that we have to get right back with God. And the only way that we can get right with God is by asking the Lord Jesus Christ to come into our life. To realise that we're a sinner and to realise that God loves us. He loved us so much that He sent His Son to be our Saviour. And so the differences I would like to make as we go through, you will see the difference between the life of the Lord Jesus and the life in which we live. Luke's Gospel in chapter 2, and we'll just read a couple of verses, and reading from verse number 9. And lo, the angel of the Lord came unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. As I look down upon the congregation here today, there's no one that can doubt this, that we were all born. As I look round, there are some young people, and that's fantastic. We see some middle-aged people, and that's great. And we see some older people, and that's really good as well. But then we can all look back to a time when we were born. We came into this world. And when we came into this world, we were the same as the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus came into this world as a little baby. The only difference was, well, I presume it was a difference. When I was born, no one got up in the hospital where I was born and said that Richard Boltby has been born and he is the saviour of the world. There's no way that anyone in this world, within this hearing of the message tonight, can say that. But the Lord Jesus Christ was pronounced, as it says, as we've read, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. A Saviour that would save us from our sin, save the people from their sin, and save you and save me from my sin. So there's a difference there between the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, we were both born. We're born into this world, but the Lord Jesus Christ was announced as the Saviour of the world. Now, what do we mean by the Saviour of the world? We mean that the Lord Jesus Christ obeyed His Father God, that God wanted Him to come down upon this earth, because there was sin on this earth. If we were to go back to the first book in our Bible, we would see there where sin started, where sin commenced, that Adam disobeyed God. And because Adam disobeyed God, we, as descendants of Adam, have all sinned, have all done the wrong thing. And we need a Saviour. We need the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn over to chapter 2 and verse number 41. And we'll see another difference now between us and the Lord Jesus Christ. Chapter 2 and verse 41, and it reads there, Now his parents, that's the Lord Jesus' parents, went to Jerusalem every year at the Feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintances. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and his answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not this saying, which he spoke unto them. So we now move on from the birth of the Lord Jesus to when the Lord Jesus was 12 years old. And I don't know whether there's any children in this meeting tonight that are 12 years old, but when I was 12 years old, there's no way that I was found talking to the doctors and the leaders of the day. I was outside probably kicking the ball, not interested in what was going on. Totally not interested in these things, but here's the difference again between us and the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus, with his parents, was travelling home from the Feast of the Passover. And if you can just picture in your mind, as a parent, those people here that are parents, that have children and you're watching them all the time, that they went their journey and they couldn't find the Lord Jesus. And they went for 3 days and they couldn't find him. They didn't know where he was. And they heard news that he had stayed back in Jerusalem. And there they went back to find him, talking to the doctors and hearing them and answering their questions. And so again, there's a difference between the Lord Jesus Christ and you and me. The Lord Jesus was interested in doing what God had wanted him to do. And maybe up to the age of 12, and as Mitch has already said, at the age of 9, he was chilled out to what was being said at meetings such as this. He didn't want to listen. He didn't think he needed it. But be assured, everyone needs God's salvation. Everyone needs the Lord Jesus Christ. So there's another difference between you and me and the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn over to Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27. And here we have the Lord Jesus before Pilate. And Jesus stood before the governor. And the governor asked him, saying, Art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus said unto him, Thou sayest. And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, Hearest thou not how many things they witnessed against thee? And he answered him to never a word, insomuch that the governor marvelled greatly. Here we have an account of the Lord Jesus before Pilate when the accusations were being thrown at the Lord Jesus. And if you or I, if someone had an accusation against you or me, and you know that it was wrong, wouldn't you be standing up and saying, No, what you said was wrong? Wouldn't we? We would defend ourselves. We would want to defend ourselves because we knew what the truth was. But the Lord Jesus Christ didn't. He said, Thou sayest. He put it back onto Pilate. There again we see the difference of us and the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus never lost his temper. The Lord Jesus Christ never sinned. The Lord Jesus Christ was perfect. He was holy. He was just. And you know, he is still perfect today. He is still holy today. He has still done nothing wrong. And yet, in his body are the marks of Calvary, where he took our place, where he bore our sin. The Lord Jesus, and he is the one that we can offer to you today, a sinless, spotless Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. I can, as I stand in front of you today, highly recommend him as one that would stick closer to anyone else in this world. One that can help you through good times and through bad times. The Lord Jesus Christ is the only one that can do that. And I'd ask you to seriously consider where you stand before the Lord. An accusation was brought against the Lord, and he answered nothing. An accusation can be brought against us. And what do? We defend ourselves. We try to do the right thing. But it was the Lord Jesus Christ who is the only right person who we can offer you today. Another verse, a few verses, it's in the same chapter in Matthew 27. And we're going to read a few verses from verse 33. And we'll see an account here of the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 27 and verse 33. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name, him they compelled to bear his cross. And when they were come unto a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall, and when he had tasted it, he would not drink. And they crucified him, and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. Down to verse number 50. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. Now, if we took the time to read of the account of the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus, we don't stand here today to try and fool you into salvation, to try and scare you into salvation. But if you was to take the time to read of what the Lord Jesus Christ went through for you and for me, it really hits home to each one of us of the cruel sufferings that the Lord Jesus Christ went through in his body. And to realise that he went through it for you and he went through it for me. But I'm so thankful that I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my own personal Saviour. But that doesn't mean I'm any different to you, because I am just a sinner that's been saved by the grace of God. And you too can be that as well. One more reading we're going to read, and it's in the next chapter. Chapter 28 of Matthew's Gospel. And we're going to read verse number 6. Because we can't end this Gospel meeting on a note where we've realised that the Lord Jesus Christ is crucified. We can't end on that note. Because that would be a sad note to end on. To think that we try and tell you about a dead Saviour. We're going to read one verse in Matthew 28 and verse number 6. It says there, he is not here, for he is risen. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. The grave is empty now. Where they placed the Lord Jesus' body after he was crucified is now empty. The Lord Jesus is no longer got the stranglehold of death upon him. He rose triumphantly. And now he is in heaven, and he wants you to come and join him in heaven. He wants you, as he looks down from heaven and sees this little gathering here at Acacia Ridge tonight, he wants you to realise that he does love you, that he does want you to accept him as your own and personal Saviour. As we said before, realise that you're a sinner in the sight of God, and that we present unto you today a living, a loving, a glorified Saviour. One that Mitchell accepted when he was 9 years old. One that is available to anyone, from the youngest to the oldest in this meeting tonight. Anyone that would put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ can be saved. We trust that you will be tonight. We trust that you won't walk out those doors and down those stairs in your sin. We trust that you will repent and be saved.